News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A big one here tonight. We're in Sydney as the Warriors are hosting the UV Storm in a key Boys Mac matchup. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. And you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Also, check out their great fleet of rentals right now. If you're going out of town, taking a long trip, maybe something for work, or you have family coming into town, check out their great supply of rentals at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, two very good teams going at it tonight, but at the moment, they're going in opposite directions. UV, after, I don't want to call it a tough start to the season, but they played a very, very, very tough schedule, playing A schools and B schools and some of the best local C schools that we have. So I think they kind of got a bad rap right off the bat this year because they had some tough losses, and you're the defending Section 4 Class C champion. So when you have some losses early in the season, I think they had some people questioning them. But I love how they went out and decided to play the best of the best to challenge themselves. And now that they're getting back into league play, they're starting to rack up some wins, and in dominant fashion a couple of times recently, I think it's paying off for them, all the tough experiences that they've had. Sydney, on the other hand, started off very well. They've had some good wins. They had a big win over Green in overtime early in the season, but they have struggled the last couple of games, losing to Green by 15 last Wednesday, and then on Monday in a game we did here on WCDO, they lost a big one on the road at Walton in a game where they weren't really in it from the opening tip. And so they have to find a way to bounce back here tonight, because with three league losses, you lose a couple more and you're out of the top four, which is essentially the semifinal conversation. So they need a win here tonight, and UV is looking to keep their hot streak going, as they've had some recent wins over Walton and Delhi. They struggled in that Delhi game. They only won by 7, and the halftime score in that game was 10-9. I'm still having people asking me about that contest, saying, what the heck happened? But you know, in the MAC, anybody can beat anybody. We've seen plenty of cases of that so far this year. But when UV is hot, they are probably the best team in the league, at least right now on paper. And from what I'm seeing, they just have all the weapons to be a very good team. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We'll get you set. Sydney hosting UV tonight should be a good one on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even at autosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Live in Sydney tonight, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. It's the Sydney boys hosting Unadilla Valley, and hoping for a good one here tonight. I'm really interested to see how Sydney bounces back from a tough loss on the road at Walton earlier this week. You know, they have this game right where they want it, on their home floor. They're the underdog. If they can come out early and stay in this game, if you don't let UV push the tempo early, it could certainly come down to be a great game. Sydney has the capability to play with this UV team. I'm hoping that's what works out here tonight. Other games in the area going on tonight. Let's take a look here on the boys' side. We have Windsor visiting Deposit Hancock. Walton is at Oxford. Sus Valley is at Norwich. Oneonta visits Shenango Valley tonight. On the girls' side, four games locally. Hunter Tannersville is at Jefferson. Cooperstown goes up to take on Poland. Gilboa is at Stanford. That could really be a good game over in the Delaware League. And Roxbury is at Margaretville. The Gilboa girls have been playing well lately. Stanford, of course, is very, very tough with the Hoyt sisters down low, both over 6 feet tall. So that should be a good matchup in the Delaware League. And Sus Valley and Norwich, I think, should be a good one on the boys' side. Norwich trying to avenge an early season loss to Sus Valley. Norwich plays UV next week. I'll have to double-check, but I believe it's on Tuesday. You know, I was hoping they would meet up in the Unadilla Valley Christmas tournament. It didn't work out that way. UV made the championship, went on to win the tournament. Norwich lost in the first round, ended up in the consolation game. So I'm excited for that one next week, and maybe we'll try to get it on the radio for you. I think that would be a good matchup. Two teams that don't normally face off once against one another, but, you know, geographically they're right there together. So I think that could be a fun rivalry. Was hoping to see it around Christmas, but I knew we would get it no matter what here in late January. So both teams finishing up the warm-up period here. We'll pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. UV much taller on the inside. I think that could be a key here tonight. Everybody on their starting lineup is at least 6 feet tall, if not more, and the three guards are all at least 6'3". Sydney's a little undersized. They don't have anybody that's over 6 feet tall, so that's going to be a battle on the boards tonight. One of the keys, I think, for Sydney will be to try to rebound early and keep UV off the glass. So we'll pause again for the national anthem, starting lineups. When we come back, the Sydney boys taking on Unadilla Valley here tonight on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area. Local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. Starting lineup tonight for UV, I've noticed one change here for head coach Matt Osborne, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Senior number one, Andrew Jackson. Here's the change. From the last time I saw UV, this is junior number 10, Dylan Nichols. He's in the starting lineup tonight instead of number 11, Caleb Parker. So that's a little change for UV. They have senior number 13, Levi Reifenberg, senior number 22, Wyatt Gray, and sophomore number 23, Cameron Osborne. On the other side for Sydney, the Sydney Warriors start with senior number 3, Ryan Harris, junior number 4, Liam Matthews, junior number 5, John Palmateer, senior number 15, Matt Hoskins, and senior number 22, Mikey Gravelin. I think Gravelin needs to have a big night here tonight for Sydney. He had 26 in a win over Harpersville and hit a bunch of shots from downtown. And Sydney's a different team when some of those guards like Palmateer and Gravelin can hit some shots from the outside. You know Harris and you know Matthews are going to get their points. Palmateer has been a pleasant surprise coming up this year as a junior from JV last year. So if Sydney can get some good contributions tonight, they could stay in this ballgame, but they have their hands full against the defending Section 4 Class E champions, the Unadilla Valley Storm. UV's in the black uniforms with the white and the purple trims. His Storm in a purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Sydney's in the home whites with the black and the maroon trims. His Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll jump it up. Matthews against Reifenberg, and Reifenberg wins the tip. And UV will go left to right to start things off here tonight in Sydney. Want to welcome you in, and thanks for listening here on a Thursday night. It's Mac Boys Hoops. They'll pass down low for Cameron Osborne in the paint. Lost control of it. Sydney will rip the ball away. And back up the floor with Palmateer. Now for Gravelin on the right side for Ryan Harris. We'll dump one down low for Palmateer at the left baseline. Back out for Gravelin. And now for Harris on the left side. Pump fakes, gets into the lane, dishes off for Matthews. Pull-up jumper is good for Leah Matthews. Opening bucket of the game there for Sydney. They'll come out with a little 2-2-1 press. They're looking to trap in midcourt. They'll get a steal out of it right on the Sydney S on the right wing side of the floor. So a 2-0 lead for Sydney here over UV. 7:10 to go first quarter. John Palmateer will work it for Mikey Gravelin. Chance of defense from the UV crowd. Decent crowd here tonight in Sydney for this one. Gravelin right side of the floor. Gets it to the high post for Harris. Back out for Hoskins. Now for Gravelin. 15 on the shot clock. They find Liam Matthews at the foul line. His shot rattles in and out. Rebound for Gray. And here comes UV. Jackson up the floor right side. Wants to dribble around Harris, who has drawn the assignment here against Andrew Jackson. Jackson down low for Reifenberg. They lost him at the right low block. And he puts it up and in. It looks like Sydney's going triangle and two on that, trying to slow down Reifenberg and Jackson. We'll get another look here on the next possession, just to be sure. And here is Palmateer straight away. Palmateer now will find Harris on the right side of the floor. UV is in man-to-man. Matthews left side in front of the UV bench. And now to Harris at the top of the key, finding Palmateer. Crossover dribble, steps back, wants a three, doesn't pull the trigger. Goes Matthews left side. Sydney with the ball. Shot from Matthews is too strong. Rebound for Gray again. Jackson back up the floor. Jackson stops, steps back, wants a three ball, got it. Andrew Jackson for three, dials it up with a hand right in his face, and UV leads 5-2 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Here is Matthews straight away. Now goes to Palmateer. Palmateer will find Harris. Harris looking for options, goes to Gravelin in the paint, throws up a little Dr. J finger roll, and it's in. So Gravelin went right into the land of the trees and got that one to go. Probably one of the smallest players on the court. And he gets the bucket in traffic. It's 5-4. Unadilla Valley on top of Sydney. 5.5 to go first quarter. Here's Gray with a bounce pass for Jackson. Into the paint. Stops. Little Euro step there. The shot is off the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound for Harris. Harris back up the floor across the Sydney S at midcourt. Goes right side as the Warriors go right to left. Left side now for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin trying to work it into the interior, but it's really closed down there by the size of UV. Now back to Palmateer with 15 on the shot clock. They go to Liam Matthews. He's got Reifenberg right in his shorts. Gets around a screen. Matthews tries to take it to the rim, and he's fouled with 4:58 to go in the first quarter. And let's see who this foul is on. It's on Reifenberg. First foul of the game. His first, team's first. And so Matthews will step to the line. You could just see on a play like that how athletic Liam Matthews is. He's got that first step that you see all the time on the football field. He can just burn you. And he gets right to the rim. So Liam Matthews gets the first foul shot to go. He now has 3 points. You see it on the track in the spring as well. He's a heck of a 110 hurdles guy. Second shot is off the mark there for Matthews. Gets it back, though. Puts it up. And he's fouled on the floor at the right elbow. We'll see who the whistle's on here. This is on Reifenberg. This is going to be his second. And the team's second. 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Not what you wanted to hear if you're a UV fan. It's 2 quick fouls. On Levi Reifenberg. We're tied up 5-5 between Sydney and Unadilla Valley. Harris will work it down low off the inbounds pass. It was stolen away here by UV, and here comes Jackson. Jackson is looking to run. He leads the train forward, dishes into the corner for Dylan Nichols for three. Got it. Dylan Nichols, who again, I have not seen him start this season. But he gets the call here tonight and swishes a three from the right corner. UV leads Sydney 8-5 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Harris. Gets into the paint, down low, little up and under, blocked there by Osborne. Ball is loose, pinballs around, and Sydney will corral it down. Back for Harris in the corner. On the baseline now for Palmateer. Straight away for three, tried to bank it. No good. Matthews a rebound. Sweet dish down low for Hoskins, who can't finish the layup. And a missed opportunity for Sydney, and a rebound for UV. Here is Jackson back down the floor. Jackson will go left side for Dylan Nichols, and now for Osborne. Three-point line extended left side. Now for Gray. Gray back to the right wing for Reifenberg. Reifenberg with options will screen away here. Gets the ball to Jackson into the corner for Gray. Gray on the low post finds Osborne. Little pump fake up and under and in. Good bucket there. A good look from Gray to find Cameron Osborne, the sophomore, to finish it off. And UV leads 10-5 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Sydney back with the basketball. They go to Matthews left side. Reifenberg again. Even with those two fouls, is guarding him pretty tightly. They go to Hoskins at the low post, wants to work it back out for Harris. Harris down low, the floater in the lane. Sweet shot there by Ryan Harris from a tough angle. The kiss is good off the glass, and it's 10-7. With 3:10 to go in the first quarter, here is Reifenberg back down the floor for Unadilla Valley. They hold the three-point lead. Ball to Jackson, wants to take it to the rim. It's partially stuffed there by Hoskins. Ricochets out of bounds, and possession will stay with UV. Good job by Hoskins. Stayed on the floor, didn't fall for the pump fake, and then hit it out of bounds. So we come up on 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. UV leads Sydney 10-7. Ball is into Jackson, top of the three-point arc. NBA three for Jackson off the right side of the rim. Ball hits the floor on the rebound, goes right out to Reifenberg, who scoops it up and shoots a 20-footer and gets it to go. So Reifenberg just got a gift there. Nobody got the rebound. It came right to him. He said, all right, I'll shoot it, and it goes in. So UV leads 12-7 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the basketball. Too hot of a pass there from Palmateer as he tried to set up the offense and go to Gravel and right side through his hands and out of bounds. UV is going to go to the bench here, and Devin Fairchild will come in. Reifenberg with those two fouls is going to get a rest. Good to protect him. I haven't seen Fairchild get a ton of play this year either, so Coach Osborne tinkering a little bit with some new options here for the UV Storm. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds here by Sydney. It will remain with UV. Caleb Parker has been starting for a majority of the season, and we'll try to find the scoop on him. He's on the bench here tonight, maybe an injury, something along those lines, or just trying some different things on offense. We're going to have a charge call here on Jackson. Got the ball in just as he was setting up the offense. He took a little stutter step. Went to go around his man, lowered the shoulder, and they get him for the charge. His first, team's third. So the foul situation is 3 for UV, none for Sydney so far. With 2:20 to go in the first quarter, it's 12-7. UV is on top of Sydney, and a tight one so far between the Warriors and the Storm. Mikey Gravelin will dish it to the left side for Palmateer. Had a wide open three, but passed it up. Goes back for Gravelin. He dials up the three ball. Left it well short. Palmateer gets a rebound. Fighting for it, dribbles back out towards midcourt, and is still being harassed by a couple of UV defenders. Dishes for Harris. Everybody disappeared off him from defense, and he puts it in. Harris just had the Red Sea open up for him, and he took it and got right to the rim and finished it off, and it's 12-9. UV leading by three. Jackson down low on the baseline, and he travels. With a minute 42 to go in the first quarter, got kind of stuck between a couple of players, tried to spin out of it and shuffled his feet. So Sydney hanging tough here against UV tonight with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. It is UV 12 and Sydney 9. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way here tonight on WCDO. Sydney with the ball. They dish into the corner for Palmateer on the baseline right side. Steps out beyond the arc. Now goes back to Harris. Harris's 10 approaches on the shot clock. Tries to feed it down low for Matthews at the right low block. Matthews will work it back out. They'll say he double dribbled, though. It was hard to see from the angle we had. Must have picked it up at some point. And so double dribble is the call. UV will get it back. So the Storm lead by a triple. 12-9 with a minute and five to go here in the first quarter. Back down the floor. Right side shot here from Dylan Nichols. Not enough spice on that one. Couldn't get it up over the rim. Hits the side. Back down for Sydney and a rebound. Palmateer right side. Dribbles behind the back. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Back for Harris. Dishes one off. Left side, 15-footer for Liam Matthews is no good. And another one-and-done possession. UV has controlled the boards pretty nicely. Right wing side for Jackson. Now for Gray. He tries his first three ball of the night. Off the back of the iron. Out of bounds on the rebound. It'll stay with the Storm. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. 12-9 is the score. And UV will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Here's Wyatt Gray. Gray looking for some options. Gets it into the corner for Fairchild. Thought about a shot. Now instead goes back up to Jackson at the top of the key. Harris is right there keeping an eye on him. Now they go to Fairchild right side. Fairchild finds Gray at the high post. Gray with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Now we'll work it down low for Fairchild. Ball is into the hands of Fairchild, though, but he gets double teamed. Didn't know if he was going to be able to get out of it. Now he is stripped of the ball. And Palmateer back across midcourt. 10 seconds left. Palmateer steps up for a three, air balls it out of bounds, and it goes back to Unadilla Valley with 5 seconds to go first quarter. I think he was so surprised to be wide open that he decided to shoot. He wasn't fully committed and draws nothing but air. UV goes for a home run pass. Ahead now to Dylan Nichols. Takes it to the rim. He's blocked and fouled by Liam Matthews. Sydney was sleeping. UV went long. They tried the quarterback home run pass. And Dylan Nichols took it right to the rim. Matthews was hustling back, got him on the arm, and fouled him with 3 seconds to go. So this will be Dylan Nichols to the line. He's got 3 points. Looking to add to it here at the line. First shot is good. So nice job by Dylan Nichols getting the call to start tonight. Gives UV a 13-9 lead. Second shot coming for Nichols. This one is good. So Dylan Nichols with 5 points. Sydney with a half-court heave from Gravelin. It's well short, and that'll do it. First quarter's in the books. It's the Storm leading the Warriors 14-9. Second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
14-9 as we start the second quarter. UV leading the Sydney boys. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo down on Main Street in the WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer. Always does a great job. So we won't have a game tomorrow night on Friday. Kind of seeing what the weather brings. Sounds like we might have a lot of cancellations with the storm coming this weekend. So I thought, hey, let's do some Thursday night hoops. We'll see what happens tomorrow night and go from there. So a big Thursday night game here to get you set for the weekend between Sydney and UV. Sydney with the ball. They find a wide open Liam Matthews for a right-handed layup, and he just missed it. Went right up, had nobody around him, and it wouldn't fall. So UV gets the rebound. They'll bring it back down the floor as we start the second quarter. And again, UV leading Sydney 14-9. Right side of the floor for Jackson. Jackson goes baseline. What a move. Lays it up. It rolls all the way around the rim. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. That doesn't go. Third chance. Won't go. Gets another rebound. Puts it up and he's fouled. Doing the work of a man in there. With 7:20 to go in the second quarter. He got 3 straight rebounds. Nobody wanted to put a body on him. Jackson shaking his head like, how the heck did I not put that in with 3 chances from point blank range? So he'll settle in. First shot for Jackson is good. So Andrew Jackson now with 4 points. He's committed to the University of Rochester, a very good D3 program. I know they were high on him, and glad to see he's going to go on and play at the next level. Those 2 for 2, he's got 5 points, and UV pushes the lead to 16-9 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Gravelin is across midcourt, goes to Liam Matthews. Sydney trying to stop the bleeding here and get a couple of points. This won't help. A steal by Jackson, taken right back, though, by Sydney. Gravelin, with some quick mitts, was able to take it away from him. Now to Harris, now to Levi Green, who's in the game. Green tries to go to the high post, stripped again by Jackson. He returns the favor, and now we'll have a foul. Jackson steal it right to the hands of Dylan Nichols, and he was fouled as Gravelin tried to steal it back again. So the first foul on Gravelin, the third on Sydney. So both teams with 3 fouls apiece. It looks like Liam Matthews is going to shadow Andrew Jackson out. Talk about two guys who are lightning fast. This ought to be fun. Harris had him in the first quarter, and now Matthews is going to take the responsibility in the second quarter, it looks like. Here's Wyatt Gray. Gets off a good screen from Jackson. Pulls up for the jumper. Too strong. Osborne with a rebound. Back out for Fairchild. His three ball is too strong. And out of bounds off of that shot. It'll stay with UV. Gravelin was trying to track it down. Got his fingertips on it. But it went out of bounds anyways. 6:40 to go, second quarter. UV with a 16-9 edge over Sydney. Here in Sydney tonight. Jackson will find Dylan Nichols at the top of the key. Back to the right side for Fairchild. Now for Nichols, thought about a three pass, wasn't quite on target, so he had to pull it in, collect it, goes back for Gray. Gray at the top of the key, now looking for Jackson. Jackson pulls up NBA range three off the front of the rim, ball is loose, pinballing around, and UV will come up with another rebound. Boy, they've just controlled the boards very nicely here so far tonight. Jackson left wing side, again, Matthews is right in his shorts, takes him to the rim. The little floater is too strong, out of bounds this time for Sydney. So Jackson's had a couple of good looks, but he's gone cold shooting here to start the second quarter. We're about 2 minutes into the second quarter. Sydney trailing 16-9 at home against the UV Storm. Gravelin gets the inbounds pass, looks over to the bench, and longtime head coach Mike Brzee, of course, two state championships on the resume for Mike Brzee in 1998 as well as 2007. Sydney with the basketball, left side for Ryan Harris. Harris will reverse to Levi Green, steps into a three. That rattles in and out. Boy, both teams are ice cold in the second quarter. Now a rebound for Wyatt Gray, and he's fouled from behind by Liam Matthews. That's the second on Matthews, second personal, fourth team foul against Sydney. That might slow down how aggressive he is. If he is going to continue to try to guard Jackson. Now they'll switch off. Harris is going to guard Jackson again. Works out this time. Harris with a steal ahead for Gravelin. Wants to take it coast to coast and lays it up and in. So Gravelin now with 4 points. And it's 16-11. That's driving Coach Osborne nuts. See paces up and down the sideline here for UV. So again, the Storm leading the Warriors 16-11. Right side of the floor now for Osborne. Dribbles to the high post. Matthews is on him. Now they go for Devin Fairchild. Into the corner for Nichols. Back for Jackson. Jackson will work it to the far side for Wyatt Gray. Thought about stepping into a three. Takes it to the rim instead. Up and under. It was slapped out of bounds by Hoskins. Stays with UV. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. And Gray with a good take there. Just looked like he kind of lost the handle as he went up for it. Finds Jackson on the great inbounds play. Threw his hands, going out of bounds. I think he was trying to go up before he had full possession, slipped out and out of play. So again, UV's getting good looks. Sydney's getting good looks. Neither team finishing at the moment. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Again, UV on top of Sydney, 16-11. Matthews in the corner, back for Green. Now to Mikey Gravelin. NBA range three, didn't pull the trigger. Goes down low for Hoskins. Threw his hands and another steal for UV. Both teams with butterfingers here at the moment. Up the floor again for Dylan Nichols. Takes it down low. He gets tied up with Matthews. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Storm. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's an update on that Stanford and Gilboa game, the girls. Stanford leads 34-23 at the half. We'll talk a little bit about some out-of-town scores at the halftime break as well. Inbounds pass to Jackson. He's wide open left side for three, and he buries this one. Jackson's got 8 points, and UV leads 19-11 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Big bucket there from Jackson. We'll see if that heats him up. Sydney goes to the interior with Matt Hoskins on a quick transition play. He gets it, and he's fouled. First bucket of the night for the senior, Matt Hoskins. He'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. So Hoskins will step to the charity stripe here. He is the last Hoskins brother to go through Sydney here. Of course, Alex graduated just a couple of years ago, and phenomenal football, basketball, and baseball player here for the Warriors. And Matt has had a nice career as well for Sydney. Misses the foul shot. That's the foul shot jinx right there on the radio. So it's a 19-13 game as UV will scoop up that rebound. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Jackson looks to get a screen. Goes to the right side. Good crossover. Finds Gray down low, and they'll say he traveled. Gray was trying to pull off a spin move on the interior at the right low block. Shuffled his feet. So Sydney's still in this ballgame, trailing by six, with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Gravelin will get across midcourt. Chest pass to Harris. Harris looking for Levi Green, and he finds him. Green goes back to Matthews. Swarming defense here by UV as they have switched to zone now. Right side of the floor for Levi Green. Looks like UV really just wants to push Sydney to the outside, make him shoot some of those shots from deep. And now a steal by Jackson. Sydney tried to get to the interior. Jackson was there. He tries to go to the rim, and he's fouled. Brought it right down the gut in the lane. Went up for two and got hammered. With 3.5 to go in the second quarter, Jackson will step to the line. He's got 8 points, and he's looking to add to it here. That will be the third foul on Liam Matthews, so that certainly doesn't help for Sydney. Foul shot is up and good for Jackson. He has 9. And John Pommettier will come back in for the Sydney Warriors. Two other things we want to talk about at halftime is the two scorers who joined the 1,000-point club last night locally, one boy and one girl. So we'll talk about that at the break. Jackson misses the foul shot, gets his own rebound, takes it right back to the rim, and was he fouled again? Let's see. With 3:20 to go in the second quarter, yes, Jackson fouled his own shot, got his rebound. Actually, no, they're going to call it on UV for an illegal screen, I believe. Fairchild tried to set a screen to help Jackson out, and they're going to get him for that. Jackson went flying, so I thought it was a foul on Sydney. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. UV 20 and Sydney 13. Right side of the floor for Gravelin. Now they work it left side corner for Levi Green off the back of the rim. Jackson with a rebound, saves it before it just goes out of bounds on that far side in front of the Sydney student section to Gray, and now back to Jackson. UV with the ball. They'll go to the right side for Fairchild in the corner. Feeds it down low for Jackson. Turnaround shot is good. So Jackson has 11, and it's 22-13. UV on top with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Ryan Harris. Harris down low for Hoskins. Little give and go back to Harris. Through his hands, the last touch by Osborne, who was trying to steal it. Possession will stay with the Warriors. But again, 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney's going to take a timeout. Our score, UV 22, Sydney 13. Boys MAC action tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. Stay tuned. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney trails UV 22-13. Sydney has had some good-looking shots, but the shots have not been falling here so far for the Warriors. Let's see if they can change that. Levi Green, left side into the corner now for Gravelin. For three, banks it in. That's one way to do it. The bank is open for Mikey Gravelin from an absurd angle in the corner. I don't even know how he got it to go. But maybe that's the jump start that Sydney needs. 22-16, the Warriors trailing the Storm. Crowd has really started to fill in here in Sydney. I think maybe some people just got a late start to this one. But nice crowd filling in. UV with a shot on the right side of the floor there from Dylan Nichols. It's off the mark. Ball is a hot potato at the moment. Sydney somehow cools it down, and they'll bring it up the floor with Gravelin. Across the Sydney S, lobs one into the corner now for Harris. Harris wants a three, absolutely swatted out of bounds by Wyatt Gray. Big-time block there, much to the delight of the UV crowd. Hard to shoot over a guy who's probably 6'4 like that in a tight space. Left side of the floor for Pommettier. Now back to Gravelin. Graveling for Palmateer to the high post for Hoskins. Hoskins now for Levi Green. Steps back for a three. Got it. Swish. And the crowd is starting to get into it here as Levi Green with his first bucket of the contest makes it 22-19, and Sydney's right back in this game. Don't blink, folks. We got a good one here tonight in Sydney. Jackson into the corner, comes off a screen, fires it up, and it's good. Andrew Jackson with 14 points. All he needs is a little bit of real estate to get that shot off, and that showed there he was buried in the corner and still got it off. UV leads 25-19 as we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Harris now finds Hoskins. Turnaround shot for Hoskins. No, he feeds one to Green. Green on the baseline. Got stuck in no man's land. And a steal for UV. Nichols will dribble out of trouble. Ahead now for Gray. So Reifenberg has sat pretty much the whole first half here with those two fouls for UV. Be good to get him back on the floor if you're a Storm fan in the second half. They had to protect him. Now here for Nichols. A shot draws nothing but air from three-point land on the right side. Goes out of bounds. Palmateer, I don't think, saw it coming or thought it was going to hit the rim. And so it hit him kind of off the shoulder and then out of bounds. So possession stays with UV, so they dodge a bullet there. Hold on to the ball. 40 seconds to go. Zebra crew getting together talking this one over here right now. And not sure if something happened underneath the basket that I missed because of the angle. Okay, so they're going to reset the shot clock there. So maybe it did skim the side of the rim. I didn't quite see it from this angle. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Either way, UV comes away with the ball, and they'll find Dylan Nichols. They'll work it in the corner for Jackson. Step back three. Got it. Jackson with 17, and it's 28-19. Another three ball for Jackson. Sydney trying to stay close here. They were just trailing by three just a couple of possessions ago. Now they're trailing by nine after back-to-back threes from UV's Andrew Jackson. Sydney playing for the last shot. Shot clock is off. Down to 10 seconds left. Gravelin down low for Harris. Back out for Gravelin. Someone's going to have to step up. Palmateer with 5 seconds left. Goes for Green in the corner. Down low for Hoskins. Turn around. Shot banks it in at the buzzer. And it's good. Nice job by Sydney to stay patient until the very end. And Hoskins with a good-looking shot. Our halftime score, Unadilla Valley 28, Sydney 21. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
28-21, the UV boys leaving Sydney at the halftime break. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And that's a number you might want to keep handy this weekend with some tough weather coming our way from the sounds. If you want to know if any games are canceled or postponed, anything like that, please go to WCDOsports.com. You can see my Twitter feed right on the right-hand side of the page. We'll keep you updated on everything that we can this weekend in terms of what's going on and what is canceled. We'll pause for 30 seconds. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. UV boys leading Sydney 28-21 on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the third quarter in Sydney tonight. UV boys leading Sydney 28-21. Sydney will have the basketball. They're in the white with the maroon and the black trim. UV is in the black uniforms tonight with the purple and the white trim. Sydney with the ball going left to right, and here we go. Levi Reifenberg is back in the game, for Unadilla Valley as he had those two fouls and had to sit for a lot of the first half for the Storm. Warriors with the ball. They go to Palmateer on the right side. Tries to go down low for Liam Matthews. Matthews takes it right up. Can't get the layup to go. He's playing with three fouls. He's going to have to be careful. With 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson with 17 first half points. That was huge. Jackson now will dribble drive to the left side. Harris is guarding him. Jackson gets around him. Takes it to the rim. Lays it up and in. Jackson picks right up where he left off. He's got 19, and UV leads 31-20. Jackson right side of the floor on defense now, keeping a close eye on the leading scorer for Sydney, Mikey Gravelin, with those 7 points. Sydney works it inside for Matt Hoskins. His pass goes off the leg of Cameron Osborne out of play. Possession will stay with Sydney. Minute gone in the third quarter. UV leading by 9, 31-20. Gravelin looking for some options here. Will lob one up to the top of the arc for Palmateer. Palmateer right side now for Gravelin. Gravelin lobs one back for Palmateer. Shot clock is down to 5 seconds. I don't know if Sydney is aware of it. They go to the high post for Hoskins. He's going to fire one up just in time. It's off the mark, and Levi Reifenberg with a rebound. Outlet pass for Jackson down the left side of the floor. Jackson back for Gray. Pump fakes on a three. Now goes to Jackson on the baseline. He slows it down, pumps the brakes. Wants to reset the offense with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. They work it far side as UV goes right to left on your radio dial now. Back across for Gray. Steps in for a three. Off the back of the rim. Reifenberg a rebound. Picks up the loose change. Out for Jackson. Fires a three. No good. Matthews skies for a rebound. Sydney in transition. Numbers if they hurry. And now we'll have a charge on Liam Matthews. He didn't even have the ball, but he went flying into the lane, preparing for a rebound opportunity, and that's going to be his fourth, I believe. Yes, fourth on Matthews, first on Sydney as a team here in the second half. 6:15 to go, third quarter. UV leads 30-21. Jackson gets the ball in the backcourt, and he'll look to work it up the floor. Front of the scorer's table, left wing side. Liam Matthews is going to have to be very careful now playing with those four fouls. UV into the corner. They'll find Levi Reifenberg at the left low block. He is fouled as he goes up for the shot there and will head to the line with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Reifenberg has been quiet. He's got 4 points. He's looking to get things going here in the second half. That one is going to be on Matthews. That's his fifth. He just fouled out of the game. Liam Matthews, one of the key pieces here for Sydney, fouls out. I didn't realize that was going to be on him. I thought it was on Hoskins. They call it on Liam Matthews, and his night is done early in the third quarter. Wow. Tough break there for Sydney. Reifenberg's first shot from the line is no good. Second one coming. So UV went right at Matthews. He picked up his fourth and his fifth foul, and he's done. That is a tough one for Sydney. Reifenberg's second shot is good. So Reifenberg has 5 points, and UV pushes this lead up to 31-21. Warriors will get across midcourt, Gravelin taking his time, and we'll reverse to the far side now for Ryan Harris. Harris back for Gravelin. Bounce pass into the corner for Levi Green. They work it to the top of the key for Gravelin. UV is sitting in that zone defense, and boy, with the length that they have, it's tough to pass the ball around. Back out for Gravelin. He tries the three. That one's off the mark, and Jackson with a rebound. And they have just owned the glass here. UV back up the floor. They find Gray in transition. He wants to take it to the rim. The floater is an air ball. Boy, he didn't really get enough on that. Must have slipped out of his hands. Back up the floor for Sydney. Here's Harris for Gravelin. Gravelin wants to shoot a three, instead takes it into the interior, finds Hoskins. He's blocked by Gray, and UV comes away with it. Jackson thought about a three, thought better of it, though, and wants to reset the offense with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Storm leading the Warriors, 31-21 here tonight in Sydney. Jackson taking his time, chewing a little clock here, setting up the offense. Jackson now will reverse right side for Gray. Pump fakes, takes it down low, finds Osborne up and in. Osborne finishes it off. He's got 4 points. UV opens up the lead to 33-21. Now a steal at midcourt here by Wyatt Gray. Ahead for Jackson. Dishes it off for Nichols, and he's fouled by Ryan Harris. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Sydney fans wanted to travel. Instead, they get Harris on the call. So that's his first and the team's second. Coach Brzee coming unglued there with that call. I didn't have a great angle. I was kind of screened as Nichols was on the far side of the floor, but boy, the Sydney sideline just came unglued with that call. First shot for Nichols is off the mark and no good. So the score remains UV 33, Sydney 21. Warriors want a timeout with 4.5 to go in the third quarter, and they'll get it here. We'll take a break. We'll step away. Brzee is still hot over this one. Again, it's 33-21. It is UV on top of Sydney, and we'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Some other scores to pass along here, folks, as we come back from the timeout. The Norwich boys at the end of the first quarter are trailing Sus Valley 13-12. So one to pass that score along. Also had a score update on the Oneonta boys here. Hold on 1 second, I can grab that for you. Oneonta boys lead 53-42 over Shenango Valley as they start the fourth quarter on the road at CV tonight. Second foul shot here out of the timeout was made by Nichols, but they're going to say it was Reifenberg who was called for some sort of a hook, I think they're going to say, as he was going in for the rebound there. So the shot will count. So Nichols gets the shot to go. It's 34-21, but Reifenberg picks up his third foul as they called him for a hook as he tried to box out on that rebound opportunity on the foul shot. Now we'll have a jump ball as Sydney works it into the corner. Some tempers flaring here between the Storm and the Warriors. 4:20 to go in the third. UV leads 34-21. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Unadilla Valley. And here comes the UV Storm. Back up the floor with Jackson, who has a game-high 19 so far tonight. Osborne on the baseline. Back out for Jackson. He's looking for options. Reverses, skips across the top of the zone. Now back for Nichols to Jackson. Down low, finding Osborne. Threads the needle and puts it in. What a pass from Jackson. I don't know how he even saw that lane, but he fits it right down low in a tight window. Finds Osborne. He finishes. Now a steal at midcourt for UV. Wyatt Gray with another steal. UV leads 36-21. Jackson, right side for three, no good. Reifenberg jumps out of the gym for that rebound, keeps it in play, but Hoskins just taps it away from him. Sydney in transition. Here's Harris, wants to take it to the rim, puts it up and in. Good bucket there from Ryan Harris. And Sydney won't go quietly. It's UV 36, Sydney 23 with 3.5 to go in the third. Jackson, chest pass for Gray, into the corner for Osborne. Osborne will find Jackson again, left side in front of the UV bench. Another pass to the interior, left low block for Gray. Gray kind of gets stuck in no man's land, gives it back to Reifenberg at the high post. Now for Nichols, back to Reifenberg. They reverse left side here for Gray. UV with the basketball. Gray steps into a three straight away, rattles in and out. Palmateer, the shortest guy in the interior, comes away with the ball. Back up the floor for Palmateer, crosses the Sydney S at midcourt. Stutter steps and leaves it off here for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin to the high post. Now back for Palmateer in the corner. His shot won't go, and Jackson hustles for a rebound. Good hustle to track down that loose ball and make sure UV holds on to it with 2:40 to go in the third. UV leading 36-23. Here's Jackson right side. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Jackson will find Gray on the right side again. Across now for Nichols. Nichols back for Jackson. UV taking their time. Jackson wants to fire up a three again. Too strong. Rebound is going into the hands there of Palmateer, and an over-the-back call on Osborne of UV. So that's his first and the team's second. Here's our team foul situation. Sydney with three and UV with two. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. 36-23 the score. Another steal here by Jackson. Turnovers are killing Sydney at the moment. Jackson split through two defenders, lost it out of bounds. They'll say it was the last touch by Jackson. Went off his knee as he was in midair, and so Sydney catches a break there and gets the ball back. With 2:10 to go, third quarter. Again, the Storm leading Sydney in a relatively low-scoring game here tonight, 36-23. We're in Sydney for this Mac boys contest. Green with a bounce pass. We'll find Ryan Harris back out graveling. Left side three, way too strong. Rebound to Hoskins. He steps into a 10-footer, tries to bank it, rattles in and out. Shot won't go down. Rebound for UV. And back up the floor they come. Jackson across midcourt. UV looks content to take their time here on offense to try to run some half-court sets. With a minute and a half to go in the third, Green is whistled for a foul as he tries to steal it away from Jackson on a pass back to the top of the key. That's going to be his first, team's fourth. So UV will inbound near midcourt on the sideline. I'm Nate Lowell. Appreciate you listening along tonight on WCDO or online at WCDOsports.com. Left side of the floor here for Gray. Gray skips across for Jackson. Jackson on the baseline, tries to dish for Reifenberg. Intercepted, though, by Sydney. Here's Gravelin in transition. Gravelin will find Harris. Harris will work far side Palmateer. Palmateer for three. Air ball there, and Sydney is just having a real hard time shooting the ball right now. Back up the floor for Jackson with a minute to go in the third quarter. 36-23 remains the score. UV is leading Sydney. Now for Gray, left side, wants to go baseline. Gray gets double-teamed, lost control of the ball. Long home run pass ahead for Sydney, but Dylan Nichols got back in time, takes it right back for UV. Sydney has just not been taking very good care of the ball. Here comes Jackson, gets to the foul line, pull-up jumper for Jackson, is off the mark. Reifenberg with a rebound. Boy, Jackson's probably missed four or five shots in a row here. So he's been real streaky tonight. Reifenberg in the corner. Pull up on the baseline, and he's fouled. With 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Ryan Harris is whistled for a foul, and Levi Reifenberg will head to the line. So that's going to be the second foul on Ryan Harris, the team's fifth. So Reifenberg, with 30 seconds left here, third quarter, will step in to shoot two. Well, Reifenberg's first shot, nothing but net. He's got six. Glenn Rogers is coming into the ball game now, replacing John Palmateer. So Coach Brzee going to his bench a little bit here. Second shot coming for Reifenberg. This one is good. So Reifenberg now with seven, and it's 38-23. UV leading Sydney. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sydney has only scored, I believe, 2 points here in the third quarter. It's been tough. Left side of the floor now for Harris. Harris, three-point line extended. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds left. Here's Green, left side, back up for Gravelin. Sydney with the ball. To the high post for Hoskins. Lost it. 5 seconds left. UV with the ball. This is going to be Jackson with a full court. He just comes up a little short. Three quarters in the books. Fourth quarter coming up. UV leads Sydney 38-23. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. 38-23, Sydney trailing Unadilla Valley. We also appreciate you listening in on WCDOsports.com. I know this time of year we have a lot of grandparents and family that might go south for the winter that want to listen in. So we appreciate you listening in tonight online, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. You can go back anytime on the Game Audio Archive as well. It's a free download anytime, all courtesy of SFCU. That's at WCDOsports.com. UV with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They go right side here for Dylan Nichols. Nichols will dribble drive right side. It's going to be a block called here on Glenn Rogers, who just came off the bench at the end of the third quarter. It's going to be his first team's sixth. So Sydney finds themselves in a deep hole here to start the fourth quarter. They just had some cold shooting again, only scoring 2 points in the third quarter. Pass in on the inbounds for Levi Reifenberg, won't go, but Jackson was right there to get the rebound, put it up and in. Reifenberg did all the work, it rolled around the rim. Jackson was there to just tap it home. Warriors with the ball, they bring it back up the floor. It's UV 40 and Sydney 23. Back for Harris at the high post. Harris fakes. Dishes down low for Hoskins. Couldn't hold on to it. They let it roll out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with Sydney. Levi Green made a smart play there to let it roll out of bounds. Otherwise, if he picked it up, he probably would have been triple teamed in the corner. 7-10 to go in the fourth. Sydney will get it in. They'll find Glenn Rogers. No. Taken away here by Wyatt Gray. Gray has just been excellent on defense. Long pass ahead to Jackson. He finishes. Jackson has 23. And UV extends the lead to make it 42-23. Chance of defense from the UV crowd. Harris, left side, fires up a three. It won't go. Levi Green back out for Gravelin. Sydney has been ice cold. Again, only 2 points so far in the second half. An air ball three from Levi Green is off the mark. And another loose ball rebound for the Storm. Reifenberg back up the floor. Dishes and leaves here for Jackson. UV leading 42-23. Sydney's got to find a way to get some offense. Bounce pass to the left side here for Gray. Gray will go back to Dylan Nichols. Nichols to Gray, little give and go. Gray wants the little penetration here, takes a shot, it's off the mark. Last touch by Sydney, it'll stay with UV. Hesitated there because it looked like Gray was going to have a step back opportunity. Instead, he sliced through two defenders and gets it to go. Storm will get it in here on the baseline. They'll go to the top of the key for Reifenberg. Finds Gray in the corner. Gray left side, dishes for Reifenberg at the foul line, won't go. Gray with a rebound. Boy, you know, Wyatt Gray, no points tonight, but in terms of steals, defense, rebounds, he's done a little bit of everything. He's been great. Back to Jackson, 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Back for Gray, left side of the floor. Gray across the top of the zone for Dylan Nichols for three. It won't go down. And the Warriors with a rebound with Mikey Gravelin. Ball came right to him. Gravelin tries to go coast to coast, lays it up, can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. UV comes away with a Jackson with a long pass ahead for Reifenberg. Reifenberg takes it to the rim. The little finger roll won't go. Harris hustles back for Sydney and snatches up a rebound. Harris down the floor, pumps the brakes, wants to slow it down in the half court set. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. UV 42, Sydney 23. It's been a tough second half for the Warriors. Pull-up jumper for Harris, partially blocked by guess who, Wyatt Gray. And ahead now for Jackson. Jackson gets across midcourt and wants to call a timeout here. So UV will take a 42-23 lead into the timeout with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Our score, UV leading Sydney in a boys' MAC showdown tonight, 42-23. Sydney has only scored 2 points so far in the second half. It has been just a really dry spell of shooting here for the Sydney Warriors. It was 28-21 at the half. Currently 42-23, the Storm on top of the Warriors. Out of the timeout, the Storm with the basketball on the baseline. Here's Wyatt Gray. Again, no points tonight for Gray, but as I said before, he's done a little bit of everything else. Rebounds, assists, steals. He's been set a good night. Nichols to the top of the key as UV gets it back to Jackson. He's got 23 points tonight and goes back to Gray. So Jackson with 23. Reifenberg with 7, Nichols and Osborne both with 6 apiece. Gray steps in for a 3-ball. This one is off the side of the rim, and a rebound here for the Warriors and for John Palmatier. Palmatier's had a nice night on the glass, despite being one of the smaller guards on the floor. He's come up with some rebounds. Harris into the corner now for Hoskins. Again, Liam Matthews fouled out in the third quarter for Sydney, picked up 3 fouls in the first half, and then 2 quick ones early in the third, so that has really helped or hurt Sydney as well. Glenn Rogers in the corner, pulls up for a long 2, air ball, and the Storm with another rebound. Guess who? Wyatt Gray with 4:20 left. Jackson over the midcourt timeline. UV trying to pick up another victory here to improve to 11-4 if they can put the icing on the cake here tonight. Right side of the floor now for the UV Storm with Dylan Nichols. Nichols wants a 3. Thought about it, though. Instead, tries to take it down low. It's going to be a block here on Glenn Rogers. Boy, that was close. He had his feet cemented in the floor, and the Sydney fans are not pleased with the call with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. UV leads 42-23. I'm Nate Lowell. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on a Thursday night in front of a pretty good crowd in Sydney. A good sea of purple on the far side, purple and gold, UV colors. And the Sydney fans always come out in full force here. Nichols will head to the line with 6 points, make that 7. So Caleb Parker is one of the normal starters for UV. We have not seen him at all tonight, so hope that he's okay. Maybe the injury or, you know, he's sick or something like that. But Dylan Nichols has done a good job filling in. Nichols' second shot is good. So Dylan Nichols now with 8 points. That's second on the team in scoring behind Jackson with 23. Left side for Gravel, and again, Sydney's only scored 2 points in the second half with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-23. Here's Palmatier on the right side of the floor. Little sky pass to the far side corner for Glenn Rogers. Now back for Palmatier, finding Harris at the high post. Back out Gravelin, 10 on the shot clock. Nobody looks like they want to step up and shoot here for Sydney. Here's Hoskins. He's sandwiched by Osborne and Gray, and the foul is going to be on Osborne. Here's our team foul situation. Sydney with 7. Now that's 3 on UV. The second personal on the sophomore, Cameron Osborne, son of head coach Matt Osborne. Sydney will look to get the ball in. Taken away by Nichols. Good hustle there. Diving to knock it out of bounds into the Sydney bench. With 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. You'll want to stay tuned for our postgame show as well, folks. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll give you a full scoring summary as well. Sydney will look to get it in with Gravelin. Finds Palmatier right near midcourt. He's trapped by Jackson and Gray. Just gets out of it. Passes down low for Harris, who can't get the shot to go, but will step to the line, hoping to break this scoreless streak for Sydney, which I'd say, I'm just rough, doing some rough estimating here, I'd say it's been probably 7 minutes since Sydney has scored. Harris settles in, first shot no good. You know, Sydney, this is a good team. Lots of good athletes. They can run, they can get up and down the floor, but they have just had some stretches where it just hasn't gone their way. Second shot for Harris, no good. He's 0 for 2, and that doesn't help break the scoreless streak. With 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter, UV leads 44-23. So UV is very content to just milk some clock here. They go to Reifenberg at the high post. Back out, Nichols from downtown, left it short. Rebound right into the hands of Palmateer off the air ball from Nichols. Left side now for Palmateer as Sydney goes left to right. They go to Harris, high post, now to the elbow, got it. Ryan Harris finally breaks the streak there. He's got 8, and it's 44-25. Across midcourt to Jackson. Jackson now back up to Gray. UV is going to start to go to the bench, it looks like, here a little bit at the next whistle. They go back to Gray straight away for 3, too strong. You know, UV has not shot the ball particularly well. Rebound here goes to Sydney. Palmateer back up the floor, but UV has made enough to build up a lead and to maintain it. Here's Harris for Sydney. They have the basketball going left to right. Harris at the high post, blocked out of there by Reifenberg. Reifenberg goes back to Gray with 2:20 to go in the fourth, and it's 44-25. Gray to the far side of the floor will now find Dylan Nichols, and UV will call a timeout. So we'll take a break. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It is UV leading Sydney 44-25. Both teams are going to start to put some of the reserves in, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams have gone to the bench a little bit here. Out of the timeout, Sydney with a quick steal to Palmateer. Palmateer will dribble drive right side, gets around the screen, takes it to the rim. Reifenberg with a block. And Reifenberg with an outlet pass. No, he's going to hold on to it instead and walk it up the floor. Across midcourt, Reifenberg will find Gray. Gray will go to the far side for Devin Fairchild, who was checked into the game off the bench now for UV. Now they'll go back to Gray. UV content to work it around and chew up some clock here late in this ball game. They try to go to the high post for Reifenberg. Stolen away there by Nick Gravel, who's into the game here for Sydney. We'll have a foul. Gravel had it, lost it, and then committed a foul. So UV's going to go to the bench here once again. Dylan Nichols will come in. Tommy Postma will come in. Looks like Spencer Mead as well as Danny Anderson. So the starters will all go to the bench. Jackson's going to finish tonight with 23 points, carrying the load here for the Storm. With a minute and a half to go, it's UV leading 44-25. Sydney has scored just 4 points in the second half so far tonight. First foul shot at the line for Devin Fairchild is up and good. So he gets his first shot to go. And the second shot coming here for Devin Fairchild, the sophomore. UV has a pretty good JV team as Fairchild goes 2 for 2, but they brought up a lot of younger guys too. Said that they wanted to get them some practice time on the varsity level, especially with this senior crew that they have, just working day in and day out with Jackson and Reifenberg and Gray. They thought it would improve some of their better sophomores. So we'll see how that pays off in a couple of years. Minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. It rolls out of bounds. It will stay with the Warriors. Last touch there by Spencer Mead, who got a piece of it. Warriors will look to get it in here on the baseline. They'll lob one up to Hoskins. Hoskins finds Gravel on the right side. Now into the corner for Brandon Kane. Kane fires up a shot. No good. Tommy Postma with the rebound. And an outlet pass to the far side for Devin Fairchild as we hit 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Definitely stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have our awards coming up. We'll break it down. Get you some out-of-town scores as well. Taking it to the rim here is Spencer Mead. He's blocked there by Nick Gravel. UV will hold on to possession, though, off the block shot. We're under 1 minute to go. UV leading 46-25. Here's Tommy Postma with the pull-up jumper from the right elbow. No good. Mead with a rebound. He couldn't quite hold on to it. Stepped on the line. And the ball will go back to Sydney with 45 seconds to go. So this is a tough loss for Sydney here on their home floor tonight. Might take them out of the top four conversation. As I think Walton, Green, UV, and Delhi now might have the fast track to being somewhere in that top four, which is essentially the semifinals of the league. A foul on the floor with 34 seconds left. It's on UV's Spencer Mead. I think this is just going to be too many losses to overcome for Sydney, as the MAC is pretty deep this year. So Sydney will get it in. They'll go to Nick Gravel on the right side of the floor in front of his own bench. Now into the corner for Palmateer. Spots up for three. Got it. Palmateer. So it's 46-28 with 20 seconds left, but it's too little too late, as UV will put another win on their resume. The defending Section 4 Class C champions looking to maybe add a MAC championship to that resume this year. That'll be interesting to see how it all works out if they can get there. 5 seconds left. UV is going to run the clock out here on a 46-28 victory over Sydney. Post-game show coming up on Nate Lowe. Our final score again, UV 46, Sydney 28 on WCDO. We'll be back.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time to Sydney High School tonight. I'm Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Our final score, 46-28. The UV boys taking down Sydney here in a MAC contest. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for UV, a game-high 23 points from Andrew Jackson, followed by 8 from Dylan Nichols, 7 from Levi Reifenberg, 6 from Cameron Osborne, and 2 from Devin Fairchild. On the other side for Sydney, a team-best 8 points from Ryan Harris, 7 from Mikey Gravelin, 4 from Matt Hoskins, 3 from Levi Green, and 3 from John Palmateer. Let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Andrew Jackson tonight, a game-high 23 points. I thought he was just the difference on a night where both teams really struggled shooting the ball. Jackson was streaky, but at times when he got hot, it was more than enough to help the Storm pull away. So Andrew Jackson, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that to Wyatt Gray tonight from UV. I thought that he could probably get the All-Purpose Award as well, but his steals on that press and on defense in the half court were really good and set up a lot of easy buckets back down the floor for Reifenberg, for Nichols, and especially for Jackson. So did a little bit of everything, but especially on defense, Wyatt Gray tonight gets our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Tonight, we will give that to Mikey Gravelin from Sydney. 7 points for Gravelin. I thought he did a nice job handling the ball tonight, stayed in there, and played some big minutes for the Warriors. So we will give Mikey Gravelin our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. We won't be on the air tomorrow night. I wanted to kind of take it and play it by ear with the weather tomorrow. I probably will be at a game providing some Twitter updates, so make sure you check that out, as well as everything that we post on WCDOsports.com. We'll also have our new schedule coming up for what games we'll be at next week, so that will be up as well probably by tomorrow on WCDOsports.com, so you can see where we will be. And keep an eye on the website this weekend as well. If there's cancellations, anything like that, it'll all be right there. And our website is all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's banking easier. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, down on Main Street in our Sydney studios. Again, our final score tonight, UV Boys take down Sydney 46-28. We'll see you next week. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.